This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
President Obama will meet today with members of Congress as negotiations begin to avoid the fiscal cliff. That's the package of spending cuts and tax increases that'll kick in at the end of the year if politicians can't strike a deal. Now, we've talked about the consequences of no deal for business, for individuals, and for the federal government, but no deal could actually mean more money for states, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
As part of the fiscal cliff negotiations, lawmakers are reconsidering tax deductions. For example, the feds may stop teachers from deducting school expenses. They may scrap deductions for tuition and fees, too. Verenda Smith is deputy director of the Federation of Tax Administrators.
If the federal government decides not to offer those two deductions for the current tax year, then that would increase the state tax by a little bit.
Possibly more than a little bit. States generally use the adjusted gross income figure from the federal tax forms. And if that increases because Americans can take fewer deductions, the states get a larger pool of money to tax. Jason Fichtner is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center.
What could be for one person a $40 or $50 deduction when spread over hundreds of thousands of people can add up to millions of dollars of tax implications.
An extra million here or there isn't always a blessing. State budget planners might prefer to know how much revenue to expect. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.